This is TWiT.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Bryant, next. Hi, Brian.
I've been having this problem with a browser jacker called bitable.com. I was downloading a defragger for my computer. Computer was like acting a little crazy.
Yeah.
And this was jumped along with it. And every time I opened up my Chrome, it would go directly to their website. So I ended up deleting Chrome completely and reinstalling it. They kind of got rid of the Chrome. But I noticed that it was actually in Explorer also. So it's still in my system somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
That's malware. I mean, they may skirt it by saying, well, no, it's just advertising, and you said yes. This is always the risk when you download these days. If you're not downloading the program from the, even if you are, frankly, from the person that wrote the program, but if you're getting it from CNetsDownload.com, if you're getting it, if you get Java from Oracle, they always have a little, you know, pop-up that says, oh, by the way, you'd love to have this thing. And by default, it's checked. And if you're not paying attention, just okay, you're going to get this stuff installed. Now, they say, well, we're not a virus. We asked him. He said okay. I'm not familiar with this. How do you spell it?
B-I-T-A-B-L-E.
Bidable. Yeah, what could be wrong with that? That's a cute little, nice little name, Bidable. What could possibly be wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I see a Bidable removal guide. So it is not technically malware because probably at some point they asked your permission. It's hard to get rid of because, they don't want you to get rid of it. It comes with software from download.com and SoftTonic. These are both common download places that I strongly recommend against. I bet you, was it one of those two that you got your defragger?
I think it was maybe download.com.
Yeah. You know, download.com is owned by CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. A reputable, I would think, business. The Tiffany Network, Edward R. Murrow's home. CBS, we may even be on some CBS stations for all I know. CBS, get these guys in line. People trust download.com. It's a CNET product, but CNET was purchased by CBS Interactive some time ago. And I think CBS is probably just turning the other way. They may not even be technical enough to know they're doing this. It's not good. So one of the things that keeps these guys from being labeled malware, besides the fact that they asked you, is they have to have an uninstaller in programs and features. So try going to your programs and features and looking for Bidable search. Have you done that?
Yeah, I tried searching it, and nothing came up on the system at all.
Don't search for it. Go to the programs and features control panel.
Okay.
And in the list of the various programs, there'll be a program called Bidable. And once you find that, click on it and press uninstall.
Okay.
If it's not malware, it should be completely uninstalled by that.
Yeah,
by the way, while you're in there, look for other stuff that you didn't install, you know, and usually they have kind of a name, you know, that implies, you know, better search is one. Conduit is very popular. Conduit. Now, you also have the reason that this is in there is that they've changed the shortcuts so that instead of when you click on the Chrome, shortcut, instead of linking directly to Chrome, it links to Chrome with Bidable.com as the launch page. That's an easy thing for them to do, and an easy thing for you to fix. So look, right click on your extensions for Chrome and Internet Explorer and whatever browsers you use. Select Properties and look at the launch link. It's in the shortcut tab, and remove anything that comes after Chrome.exe or iExplore.exe. The thing that you'll see there is Bidable.com. That's how they get that as your start page. All of this is okay because they asked you. And, of course, you didn't know what you were, you know, you may not even have noticed it. They do it so quickly. It's really shameful. It's shameful. And download.com, knock it off. CBS, would you please get this, your rabid dog, in check? I've complained about this for months. And the problem is people search for a program. And this is the behavior you want to be very careful about. You search for, you know, the name of a defragger, let's say, or you even just search for defragger. And instead of having the company that made the defragger, the top search result is often download.com or Softonic. Don't go there because those companies want to put junk on your system. It's how they pay for download. .com, and that's probably why CBS allows it. Download.com is a free service. You're using their bandwidth to download files. So they feel, well, we got to make some money on this guy, so let's install Biddable on here. And other stuff, by the way, that's probably not the only thing they installed. But they don't, you know, it's not illegal. It's not a malware because they ask you and there's an uninstaller. But it tricks you. And I don't think big companies like CBS should be tricking their customers. And I also think that if you go to the original author of the software and get the download there, you're going to get the most recent version. You're going to, less likely to get wrappers. You notice when you go to download.com, they say, well, download our special downloader. Well, what does their downloader do? Installs crap on your system. That's what your special downloader does. Not illegal. Probably not even unethical if you look at the letter of it. But I think it's wrong. So, Brian, you should be able to remove it easily. I'm glad you called because I think you're not alone. This is a very common thing. And most people just go, that's annoying, but let me just go on with my life. But every time that Biddable.com page loads, they make money. It's an ad. They basically stuck ads into your system. And don't think it's not the Tiffany Network CBS. It's the same CBS. It is the same CBS. CBS Interactive is the same company. They own CNET. CNET owns download.com. There's no skating on that.